Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Bruce Wayne is Batman? Not in my Gotham. Come on, let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's episode 100 of Gotham here, AfterBuzz TV. It is the final after show for
here.
Gotham. I'm your host for the very last time, Steve Kaufman. And I'm not alone. I didn't think of this open. I didn't think of what we were, how we were coming in, what's happening. To my immediate left, Carla Beltran is here.
Hey guys, what's up?
And her immediate left, Zach Vader, is here.
I am for the last time on the Gotham panel.
So
I think it's everybody's last time on the Gotham panel, you guys.
I mean, I guess.
So we have some feelings. And before we dive topic by topic, let us talk about how we feel about this episode.
I would rate it a, like, maybe, like, it's bordering between, like, a C plus B minus.
I was gonna say B minus.
Yeah. C plus B minus. Like, it didn't deliver in the way that I thought it was going to deliver. Like, I think you said it outside when we were watching it, Steve, that I was anticipating, like, a mini movie. And I just don't think, like, we got a lot of really cute shots, and there were, like, a lot of good moments, but, like, nothing really hit hard or, like, had the impact that I was anticipating.
Well, nothing had, like, full-on narrative impact. Like, the Joker stuff had that impact, was, but Batman and Joker doesn't need a full, like, and I, pacing-wise, as a writer, I thought it was a good task to have Batman Joker be the turn at the very end of the episode, and that's it. Because you don't need to build that. That doesn't need to be built for 40 minutes for the Joker to almost be killing someone and Batman to stop him.
Right.
I think they found their impact there correctly. I think a lot of the other notes of this episode didn't land as much with me as they should, given that this is episode 100. It's a 10-year time jump. We've been spending 5 years with these characters. And we just... I don't want to be too negative. I enjoyed this episode. This is, and I think you say B minus. I think it's A minus, but to a senior that doesn't need the grade.
Okay.
Like, remember the last paper you ever handed in high school or college?
Yeah,
you probably got a high grade, and it was probably better than you thought.
Yeah.
Because who cares? Like, it's a paper.
Yeah.
It's a paper. I need a 70 or better. I'm going to walk.
You guys, the chat is live. People are on there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
What are
literally,
they saying?
You guys are awesome.
And what
you
are guys, they saying?
They actually, somebody agreed. Eric Olin said he gave it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
That's pretty solid. And somebody else also said B minus. I was trying to. Renji 90.
A B minus.
I give it a D minus.
That's his
big.
Big Face Hundreds does say D minus.
Wow. So nobody has given it an A.
Nobody's giving it an A so far.
But the question becomes: Was last week a fitting finale to the Gotham that we knew? I would argue yes.
I agree.
That if last week, if they knew last week was the finale and there wasn't going to be a time jump.
Yes.
Last week would have been fine.
Yes. I would have been fine with that. And this episode felt like more of like a bonus episode and not necessarily like the finale of the series. Like,
I like that thought.
Yeah, because, and honestly, guys, Gotham, this is going to happen. I haven't done this much this entire 100 episode run, but I'm going to compare it to the Smallville finale.
Wow, Steve, they're not liking it in this live chat. We got an F and a C.
Okay.
We got a F from Moti.
Okay.
And a C from Selwonk.
Selwonk.
Okay. I'm happy we're not in a bubble, though. I'm happy that we're not alone in our feeling.
Yeah.
But I will compare this to Smallville's finale in the sense that they had a pretty big season-long arc ending the entire series, where a lot of people came back and said their goodbyes and like had closed out their characters. And then the time jump was in the very end of the episode.
I would have preferred
that. And then he became Superman and jumped and flew away. And that was how the series ended. But understand, you spent 2 hours watching a finale where he was saving Smallville, because the name of the show is Smallville, and he worked in Metropolis, and he still had a, like, he was in high school at one point. So I don't know if you're comparing, if you want to compare them finale wise, like, that felt more realistic to me. Like, that felt better. Like, I would have preferred we make a jarring 10-year time jump and he's Batman.
Yeah, or at least given us more, like, if they were really going to go into this style where we have the time jump, then given us a little more time in the episode, because, like, we didn't really get a chance to, like, fall in love. Like, we fell in love with the original characters, but we didn't get a chance to fall in love with the new characters and their development. Like, for me, it's no joke that I loved Barbara, but in this last episode, I didn't love Barbara.
No, Barbara wasn't strong. She was, like, she didn't fight back. She was, like, felt.
She, like, was a limp, like, hot dog. And I love Barbara. I was, like, expecting her to, like, pull out a gun at some point and try to save Gotham. But, like, even her moments where she kind of came into power, like, they were just very... Well, like, and I didn't understand...
She saves the mayor, but because Catwoman kind of happened to see a dude in a green suit...
Yeah.
...at a gala where he would absolutely stick out like a sore thumb. I think her on the construction site, I feel you could have had more moments in that scene to show...
Who she is now.
Well, that the ruthlessness that made her the queen of the underworld made her the queen of the overworld. That she's the queen of the legitimate Gotham, the legitimate business side of Gotham. Like, I know that that happened, and I think they're assuming we know that happened, but they never showed us.
No, they just kept saying, she's the queen of Gotham now. She's the queen of Gotham. But I didn't fully understand. Or, like, we got, like, oh, Selina is, you know, the it girl in Gotham right now. Like, we got little bits that, like, were supposed to tell us the story, but we never really got to, like, I think I would have liked a little more deeper into the what happened over the 10-year time jump that went into how each of the characters became who they are today, because some of them did feel very different.
If we had more time with Barbara, I would, instead of Gordon meeting her to pick up the child on the top of a construction site where everything seems to go fine and there's like three people in a giant empty room, I would prefer we get a full 5-minute boardroom scene where she hustles the best, most elite people in Gotham, just like she hustled the biggest crime bosses in Gotham. A 5-minute scene where she's doing that in a boardroom, and then she walks out, and her kid's in the boardroom with her, and then she walks out, has, like, a brief exchange with Gordon, and then hands the kid over, and then there's still ice cream and everything. Like, I think they assume we know that, but they didn't show us that, and I would have really enjoyed that scene.
I would have, too, because in this case, because then look at the scenes that we really did see with her, where, you know, we saw her as more of a damsel in distress, or more of, like, a softer side of Barbara, which is fine, but, like... It's not the Barbara we've all come to know.
And it wouldn't, and it didn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve Joker any favors.
No.
This feels like a wrestling podcast, and I swear it isn't, but it doesn't it doesn't serve Joker any favors when he does thwart her and she becomes a damsel later in the episode, because we don't, it's been 10 years. We don't know if she's still that savage person that we left 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What do we got going on in the chat?
Well, everybody in the chat says that we should have had a 2-hour season finale, which we all agree in.
One setting up the scene, and the second hour being the action that we got this tonight.
Yeah, and then somebody said something funny about Jim's mustache for 5 minutes, and then it was gone. That was
stash.
Like, really?
Jim's mustache just for Instagram?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Just so he could have posted it on Instagram this morning, like, I have a mustache, and then it's gone.
Okay, so, basically everybody kind of agrees with us. Now everybody's kind of getting into their own opinions of different characters, like Selina and stuff.
So let's start doing that topic by topic. Yeah. Bruce Wayne is Batman for, I think you could count him, a couple hundred frames. Like, they have a big, they have a man probably my build, maybe a little taller and obviously a lot thinner. And then Bruce Wayne's, or then David's chin under the cowl.
Okay, I have to say this. Out of the whole episode, there was two parts that I was, like, totally in love with. The first part was, like, when Jeremiah receives the Batman blade through his hand and his reaction.
Yeah.
The best. The second best part was the fact that they actually used the same actor to be Batman. And that, like, they didn't actually need to show his face as him being older. They just, they put on a mask because that's who Batman is. And then maybe added a little bit of makeup to make it look like he had more of, like, a manly jawline. Mm-hmm. But it was the same person. I'm pretty sure it was the same.
It looked digitally enhanced. Like, they just put his chin on this man's body.
Oh yeah,
that was my impression of.
As an editor, that's why I'm saying it was about 200 frames. That I'm like, hey, like, you've been working on 200 frames for like a year.
Okay, yes, but at least we got to see him again. And honestly, it, for me, I think I'm just really upset at the fact that we didn't get to see Selena again, because I would have liked to see her kind of like close out the show, the original actress. And like, even if it was just like at the beginning of the episode, like her do something and then like her be gone and be okay with like a new actress. So for me, I think it was very satisfying to just kind of see Bruce Wayne come into him being Batman. But I don't think we got enough scenes with him this episode.
We absolutely did not get enough We did not get enough Batman. We did not get enough Batman, hopefully in Nanda Parbat or like somewhere in Asia training. We didn't get any of that. Like, and I know the argument they're going to make is that that's Superman, or sorry, that's the Batman comic. That's the DC universe. We don't mess with that. But at the same time, if we had 2 hours, we would have been able to see Bruce Wayne actually train, deal with some people in China, like within a certain montage. How did he train? How did he find out? Why is he coming back? See people plead with him to come back. Why do they keep reelecting that mayor?
Yeah.
Are there no other politicians in Gotham? Is it?
Why
is it
Gordon
Cobblepot?
Really wants to leave? Like, so many unanswered questions that, like, I just felt like there was so much of the backstory that we could have gotten had we had a little more time. Even if you wanted to give it 90 minutes, like, I wouldn't have hated that, because at least we would have had a little bit longer of a time to fall in love with these new characters, because
these were completely new characters, yeah. And they weren't even, not necessarily believable, but I didn't really feel like, for example, when Penguin came out, I was like, this isn't really, like, our Penguin, you know? We're being introduced to a whole new Penguin, and I'm like, I didn't have the time to actually connect with him and feel.
I would have preferred to actually feel his betrayal last week.
Yeah.
Yes. I would have preferred we made it at past unification in last week's episode, that we were able to feel his actual betrayal.
Yeah.
See his betrayal, see for better. Also, it kind of makes them look weak, not to make it a wrestling podcast again, but it makes Nygma and Penguin look very weak, that after their declaration 10 years ago to not be small-time criminals, they just go to jail like small-time criminals.
Yeah.
And then they come out, but because of Batman.
Yeah, but like, I would rather they have gotten arrested because they ruled the underworld. Mm-hmm. Because they literally, like he said, 6 months. That's not enough time to truly take over the underworld with a giant scheme. I wanted them to do that. So at least they go down like the big time criminals they claim to
be. Right, right, right.
Versus just get thrown in jail because Gordon's commissioner, he knows they're going to do wrong and probably didn't give them their due process. Once again, what did he actually throw them in jail for? Because they did a bunch of stuff pre-unification that they probably should have been thrown in jail for. But you could say that about Gordon.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at the fact of what it was, and it looked like a big betrayal. Because, you know, last week we saw them, and they helped Gordon save Gotham. And now they're in jail, and now there's all this built-up animosity that it's like, you're right, Steve, I would have really liked to have seen some type of impact that would have actually shown the betrayal and, like, why they're so upset and how they ended up in prison and, like, how Gordon had to make that decision after they were by his side saving Gotham.
That said, by the end of this episode, and I will commend this, the bumbly comedic tone of an evergreen Riddler and Penguin trying to thwart Batman and getting thwarted at every step of the way, I ultimately enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Like them hanging and like screaming at each other and then like taking handcuffs off and then like running through the streets, and like I really enjoyed that tone. I just wish I don't know, these characters as they were built on this Gotham, this series, were such heavy hitters that they came, the tone of them being very bumbly, it is less funny because they don't, by the time that happened, they didn't feel like heavy hitters, they just felt like B-villains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To Joker, who was the one schemer, the one big bad villain, and I don't know. Also, who's left for Batman to protect Gotham from? If Penguin and Riddler are these bumbling buffoons, and Joker is totally 100% absolutely never coming back dead, other than that Joker who's totally going to live again, who's left for him to actually, like, he might as well have stayed gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get, like, another threat or even see, like, I think they tried to do too much in too little time that it just didn't execute at the level that I think we had all hoped for.
I mean, another time jump and then Freeze trying to take over the city, and then you light up the light, and then Batman turns up and saves the day. And you, because then you get into the wash, rinse, repeat that we were all looking for from Batman, that it would have made sense, but it felt like he was standing there protecting a city that doesn't know, that no longer needs protecting, protecting, because Gordon's there. Gordon had protected it for 10 years, and he's talking about how he wanted someone else to, but no one else is stepping up. But that storyline felt muddled. Let's not, the Batman Joker stuff was perfect.
Let's get there.
The Batman Joker stuff was perfect. It was pitch perfect. The fact that he killed Echo almost immediately.
Yes.
After she became wounded, and he'll probably just have another Echo, another Harley Quinn.
Yeah, in Harley Quinn, like, she actually had the full getup tonight.
Yes.
Okay. This is probably a very far-fetched prediction, and I don't know if we're doing any predictions.
We're not.
it's over. When Jeremiah had Barbara Lee, he was like, and he said, oh, I'm sure, like, I'll be able to find other ones. Like, there's plenty of fish in the sea. When I looked at the daughter, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's going to turn bad and she would be, like, totally Echo. I know people are saying that she's supposed to be, like, a Batcat, I think.
Batcat or Batgirl?
Oh, Batgirl. But for me, when I saw that scene, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's going to turn bad because something's going to happen. And then she's going to end up serving Jeremiah. But that was just my train of thought where it went.
Also, Selina Kyle in this series borders more on Batcat than Catwoman.
What's the difference?
One's good, one's bad. Catwoman is a villain. Yeah. A woman who turns into Catwoman and becomes a villain. And there's Batcat. There it is. Batcat is an ally of Batman that was Catwoman who turned good in certain variations. And someone in the comments will tell me I'm a little off base. But that's the reader's digest.
Oh, okay, Jonathan Shaw said Batgirl.
They're all saying Batgirl.
Yeah, no, because the daughter of Jim Gordon is Batgirl. The daughter of Jim Gordon and Barbara Keene specifically is Batgirl. So Barbara Lee Gordon in the comics is Batgirl. So it's very, very laid out that it should be Batgirl, but we're not going to see that. The show's over.
Yeah.
The show's over. If this were a backdoor pilot, you would not get picked up.
No.
I'm being very polite. Yeah. I love this show. I love all these characters. I love the fact that they didn't feel beholden to any of this canon, and that's not what we're complaining about.
Yeah.
But if you were trying to tell me that you're showing this hour to Fox to try to make a version of Gotham where there's a Batman, whew, doggy.
No.
Kill Joker in the pilot? What? Thank you.
We didn't even get, like, a strongly impactful scene with Batman.
Honestly, I was just waiting for a really good fighting scene and a good fighting scene with Jeremiah. I love the whole...
That would have been something good.
He just, like, throws stuff from the rafters.
He just throws two things. Two.
He threw two, like, batter... Not
bat blades.
Batarangs.
And it was
done. Then he was dead. And I was like, that was so easy.
Have we talked enough about the Selina Kyle recast business?
No.
Let's start.
So, first off, Selina Kyle in this series is a wonderfully well-laid character to be an ally to Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. Ally and potential lover to Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne leaves and creates such a scorn in her that she turns kind of bad. Mm-hmm. I say kind of bad because she's not Catwoman. She's not wearing the ears. She's not a super villainess. Burglar at best.
Yeah.
She's probably Gotham's best burglar. And some would argue with me that's all Catwoman ever was. But she would at least, like, partner with the Penguin at times to, like, actually hatch a scheme to take over Gotham. Yes.
You guys, sorry. I have to do a break. Billie Jean Girl 24 brought up a really good comment. And she said, Batman isn't supposed to kill, or am I thinking of Superman? And this is true. Batman isn't supposed to kill.
Both Batman and Superman have so many publications that you can show.
Batman doesn't kill Jeremiah, or at least he's not supposed
to. Batman doesn't try to kill.
Yeah.
Batman doesn't, and he certainly, Most versions of Batman doesn't try to shoot or use a gun at all. Mm-hmm. But that I could... It's a folklore. There have been so many authors, so many versions.
So
I could show you plenty of murder.
I
think Jeremiah is totally not dead. Like, I think in the sense
that... He just got a little haircut.
Well, that everyone...
He skinned his head a little bit.
Yeah.
But we have to get back to the Selina Kyle recast. Because that is... I think that was jarring. And we've read the thing from Cameron, the actress, who said that she made the choice last week, not actually last week, but for last week to be her final episode. And that's where she felt she wanted to end the character that she was playing.
See, and I think that is the, I feel like that sets the tone for, like, what, like, the difference in the episodes. It felt like a completely different show tonight that, like, the fact that a different actress played this character, like, it wasn't, like, I didn't like it, but it kind of felt like that with all of the characters. Like, it felt like somebody new for all of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This is true.
It didn't help.
No. It didn't help.
Not at all. The girl was excellent.
Yes.
She was really good.
She was really good.
Awesome.
And she looked so much like the original Selina Kyle.
She did. The only thing is that for me, I just think that since it was the last episode, she didn't sell it to me. And I don't want to base it on her performance or anything. I think it's just the fact that, like, the character wasn't there, you know? And, like, even when she was talking to Bruce, I feel like whenever... the original actress was talking to Bruce, there was, like, a feeling there, and you could feel it. And this one, I just felt like she was just basically talking to him and letting him know how hurt she was at the fact that he left. But it wasn't really, like, I wasn't emotionally connected to the ending and to the ending story of Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne.
I think she was put in a very literally impossible situation as a performer, because not only do you have to play a character that had been played by somebody else for 5 years after a 10-year time jump, and has only really had one love interest, you're going to have a scene with that love interest where you never share the screen with them. So everything you're talking about, every emotion about Bruce leaving has to be on her face. But we have to connect it with her, and she's not who we saw a week ago, because it was a week ago to us. It was 10 years for them. It was a week ago for us, and it's your brain. It's a different person. It'll never not be a different person.
Yeah.
It was jarring. Mm-hmm. And that's not against the performer. That's an impossible situation. Like, it's impossible to please everyone in that situation. The best you can do is really study that character, find the emotional stakes that character had, and really make it make sense for you and your face and the character that you're building. But it's impossible for the character you're building to be the same character someone else built for 5 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I was really looking forward to seeing Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne kind of, like, end on a good note. And I feel like the last time we saw them, like, the last scene that I could recall for Selina is where she's standing there at the airport and Bruce is leaving her. And, like, that's kind of how I'm left with, like, from Gotham. That's how I'm left. Like, also, Bruce leaves her, you know?
Also, and if that's... Clearly that scars her.
Yeah.
But instead of, like, I would have...
It scarred us, too!
But I would have preferred... And if they knew they were going to have to recast from one week to the next, I feel it would have helped a lot if she then immediately turns to crime.
Yeah.
Like, I think instead of crying at an airport over a boy, which I know it's more than that, but ultimately, like, she's Catwoman. She's a villain. She's a supreme villainess. Mm-hmm. But we last see her crying at an airport over a boy when she's roughly 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, she's roughly 26, 27, and she's kind of the best thief ever, but she's emotionally hurt. And I just
also didn't sense, like, the pain. Like, she just kind of seemed a little, like, I don't know.
I think the pain was in her performance. It was hard for us to find
because we
haven't seen her face for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard for us to actually connect.
Yeah.
Very hard. By the way, hi, Ivan Soto. We see you here. You're in a different account. And he's saying that Catwoman isn't a villain. She is an anti-heroine.
Depends on the version. There are versions where she's a straight up villainess, but I do agree she.
I'm Catwoman.
Batman's Rogue Gallery, she is for sure a more well rounded character. I'll give that. I'll give that. But, like, I would argue a lot of well-written villains are actually just anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Because you have to write them so well that their stakes make sense. I think we... I didn't think we were going to be quite this negative, but we're... I think we're being positive,
though. I don't think we're being negative.
Though.
I think we're just... Constructive criticism is a real thing, you guys, and everybody needs to start learning how to take it and, like, apply it, and, like, it's okay for people to have, like,
also,
yes, about
so to the
things.
Gotham writers... Carla is saying we have some constructive notes for you.
Constructive criticism.
But also,
and,
like...
You know what? Maybe they were just... Maybe their vision to end the show was very different from ours, and clearly it was, and they wanted to leave it in a different note. They wanted to leave it as in, like, oh, you know what? Gotham was funny, and Gotham was fun, and we had these characters, and we had some sort of love, and we have, like... They give us all these different things that they, like, try to smush together all at once. And I think I'm a very appreciative of it. I think it's awesome. But as far as, like, for, like, a one-hour thing, I think that there could have been a little bit more to do mm-hmm. with a whole hour.
Once again, I enjoyed 5 seasons of this show.
This show is amazing.
It's
okay,
just
you guys?
This, we're here to talk about this episode, not the whole show. The whole show.
And
love
this
it.
Was
the
a
whole
good
show,
season.
Overall, was so good.
This was a good final season.
I think
this
10 of these really 12 episodes were very, very good.
Yes. we had a minute where it was a little, but I really enjoyed this season.
Last week's episode was amazing.
Last week's episode was amazing, and I think with a little tweaks could have been the finale we were all kind of expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I would have preferred last week's episode been 2 hours. They spend longer to get past get into reunification and then have a couple time jumps at the end.
Yeah.
One of which is you jump 2 years and Gordon takes down Enigma and Penguin who are doing real bad stuff mm-hmm. and take them down, but then they look like credible villains.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne is gone. At some point Gordon finds a way to get to Selina Kyle and change her mind about being bad and, like, actually turns her into a cop or, like, a businesswoman or, like, something and turns her life around, and then the Joker comes back, then Batman comes back, and that's how the series ends.
Yeah.
2 hours last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that they could have, I lost my train of thought.
You're right. I think...
There's so many they could have.
There's so many they could have. I feel like if they were going back to Selina Kyle's character for just a second, like, I feel like with that emotion and with that anger, like, I would have anticipated she would have become, like, a full villain.
Yeah.
You know? Where she was kind of just, like, the socialite it girl is how they kind of kept referring to her.
Yeah.
And maybe has some bad girl tendencies. Like, you know, she was part of the bling ring. You know what I mean? Like,
we have no idea. We actually had no idea who she actually was.
Yeah.
In that regard, that we're...
Yeah, or, like, what made her the it girl? Like, who is she into? Because she obviously was dressed very nicely.
Yeah.
She's not a street rat anymore. Like, she's, you know... Something's happened.
Also, like, the fact that Barbara Keene became huge in business was, like, kind of a throwaway line from Bullock in the scene before it, where he's like, why didn't you buy up half of Gotham after reunification so you could be a baron? And he didn't even say, like, a baron like her, just a baron.
Yeah.
Like, it left you really much to assume that that's what she did.
Yeah.
Because that would be the savageness we'd expect, but there was just, we were missing that. For an episode that had to give you 10 years worth of exposition on some people.
Yeah.
Oh man, do we want to talk about the fight at Wayne Tower?
Which fight?
What?
Fight? The fight at Wayne Tower. Well, the fight at Wayne Tower where, like, the
with
plan
was.
Yeah, with Enigma.
Or where they're deactivating the bomb.
Both. Like, the whole. The kerfuffle.
Okay, this felt like a very throwback episode.
Yes.
Like a very throwback. Not episode, a very throwback scene. And as soon as we started, we panned into it, and you could see the plan of, like, the Wayne Tower, and people are looking at it and everything. It brought me totally back to the scene where, like, Jeremiah Valeska had the whole planner, and he had the towers, and he was like, oh, it's going to be a domino effect, and I'm going to drop all these things. And I was like, I know that they had to make it a little bit obvious, but it was too obvious that it was Jeremiah. You know, I feel like it could have been brought up in a different way, and like
they could have not leaked those photos.
Those photos too, but also like even the whole fact about like the what's it called the word is escaping my mouth when they're turning off the bomb.
The defusing the bomb.
The defusing the bomb. So when they're defusing the bomb itself, like, as an audience, you already know that they're going to defuse it. Like, we already know that. And that's okay. But the thing is that, like, I wanted more of, like, a build-up. Like, oh, my gosh, we don't know where it is. Let's run around. Let's try and
get how, make like... make me think it's actually going to blow up at some point.
Instead of getting eight people in a room so two of them can actually defuse the bomb. Yeah. And the rest of them can kind of stand there.
And it was Lucius done Fox, in, like,
who may be the CEO. We don't know. They didn't give us that exposition.
Yeah.
I...
It was just, like, a lot of those scenes where I was like, oh, you could have done just a little bit more.
Although Gotham has a bunch of those scenes. Like, I'm not going to fault them for this moment. Like,
not for this moment, but... I mean, if we are talking about this scene in general...
As a part of a whole, it wasn't...
Yeah. I mean, because when we first saw it, when we first saw the first episode where it was Jeremiah Valeska and he had this thing and then he blows up the clock tower, we were like, oh, you are amazing and I cannot wait to see what else you're going to blow up. And that was, like, the feeling. And even when they went in, they were trying to find where the bomb was. It was, like, we were in there, and we were, like, super stoked. And we knew that they were going to get it, but still we were invested in it. And in this time, we didn't – I mean, it took them about 3 minutes to find the bomb, defuse the bomb, and then be done with it.
And then, like, have the false start wire thing.
Yeah.
The pacing didn't feel right.
Correct.
No.
No.
Yeah, and it all just kind of felt a little too flat. Like, the fact that, like, we thought it was Penguin that was breaking out Nygma, and then it wasn't, and then Penguin was like, I didn't like the whole setup to, like, throw people off that it wasn't Jeremiah or Joker, because he doesn't want to be called Jeremiah anymore.
Mm-hmm. Also, if Bruce Wayne doesn't come back...
And I didn't understand the whole Harvey thing, and, like, don't say his name, and...
I think Harvey knew that the plan was for Jeremiah Joker to take down the whole city and that he'd be complicit. Like, it would absolutely have... He figured it out, but he couldn't tell anyone. It seemed... Like, that one actually made sense to me. He figured it out, but he knew that he couldn't say anything or it would blow the cover and then it would make everything worse. What I'm going to ask is, why did Bruce Wayne come back?
For the opening of Wayne Tower.
You're right. There wasn't a big need because he said, remember his thing was, I will come back to Gotham when Gotham needs me. Mm-hmm. Gotham didn't need him for that opening.
Him coming back reignited the Joker who let out Nygma.
Yeah.
Who set a plan in place that had Penguin doing a bunch of stuff in an attempt to try to blow up the whole building. Like, I honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, we needed the Joker to wake up to just be the Joker so that he has to come back.
We needed to give Batman a reason to actually return to Gotham.
Or give him a little bad, like Freeze or Firefly or Scarecrow.
Yeah, because those stories are never closed.
Something to create some despair that needs Batman.
He comes back, and then Joker wakes up because Bruce Wayne came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't want to have to rewrite your episode, guys.
But it's true because the way they kept
writing anything, the episode's already
done. The way
done.
They like set it up is like Bruce Wayne will only return as Batman when Gotham needs him to. And now that you bring it up, see, like there wasn't a need for him to come back other than the opening of the Wayne Tower, which was like,
no, that feels like a bad
that's not a
guys,
reason.
Guys, if you open another AfterBuzz TV location, I'm not coming back. I'm just to bring it up right now, just to map it onto what I'm up to. There's not a reason. There wasn't a reason for Bruce Wayne to come back.
Yeah,
there wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I listed a pretty easy reason for him to come back, which is like Firefly is literally lighting people up, and there's nothing the GCPD can do about it.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne comes back because Gotham needed him, and then that reignites the Joker, and everything's fine. Whew. Let's end on a positive note. The Joker was amazing.
The
Joker was so good.
He looked amazing.
Terrifying.
He had the mannerisms down. He had the look right. He had built his own character over a very long period of time. Hats off. He should win an Emmy. They give Emmys to shows like this, right?
How would you compare him to Heath Ledger's?
I wouldn't. The Joker's the Joker.
Yeah.
A different Joker.
I think the Joker is a very difficult character to play, and any person that takes on that role to actually get into that character, I, like, take my hat and bow for them, because I think it's very, like, mentally you have to be prepared to just kind of get into this character, and it takes so much work, and you can see the work, basically, like, through him. I think that Cameron did a fantastic job bringing this character to life.
Yeah.
I will, like, forever remember Gotham as, like, for its Joker, for its Jeremiah, for Jerome.
Well, also, every Batman is usually weighed by his Joker. The reason I hold Christian Bale in such high esteem is Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Because you weigh the Batman by his Joker, and this is one of the best Jokers possible.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying people do bad jobs, except for the one who did recently.
Who?
Jared Leto.
Oh.
Jared Leto did a terrible job. That wasn't even a joke.
Isn't he in the Joker movie?
No, that's Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh.
Joaquin Phoenix, I haven't seen enough of that to judge it.
You guys, I'm super excited.
Me too.
We'll be there.
So
hope you will too.
I've been teasing it a bit. I should just bring it up. Now, this is my final show here at AfterBuzz TV. Those who do know, I am producing X-Pac 12360 with X-Pac on his channel, and After 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff on his YouTube channel. Those are both shot and produced here at AfterBuzz TV, but this will be my final after show here. I appreciate that. Thank you for everyone who's really given me a chance to grow, thrive, and learn professionally and personally here at AfterBuzz TV for the past 5 years. Matt Lieberman, of SourceFed Nerd at the time, brought me in to do the Marin after show. I was actually watching a bit of it. I'm probably going to make an Instagram post of, like, kind of different looks I was trying out throughout the years. This has been a fun ride for me, and I'm not leaving the building. I'm just leaving some of the channels and some of the stuff. And thank you guys for joining me these years here and doing this. And it's been 100 episodes of Gotham, guys.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
How does it feel?
100 after shows.
Feels good.
Yeah.
It's interesting to be a part of something season one, episode one, and then to follow it through all the way to episode 100 is just a real feat to really see it through, to really be here. And I honestly think AfterBuzz TV is a resource and is both a resource and an opportunity. And at a certain point, 5 years was mine. I feel
ready.
It's best for others.
Hand off the torch. Yeah.
It's best for others. And I'm happy that I get to speak. I get to have left it better than I got it, and to a certain extent, and that I get to move on and really leave it bigger than I got it. AfterBuzz TV is bigger, better, and better than it was 5 years ago when I joined it, and that makes it bigger, better, and better opportunities for more people who join after me.
Yeah.
And that's all I could ever hope for.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
But before I get too sappy, Zach Peter, where can the people find you?
You can find me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet. And I want to say, like, thank you, Steve, because the very first after show I ever did here was with you, and it was just the two of us, because Carla was, like, hungover. Now I don't know what I should. but yeah, it was good.
Actually, I got brought onto the show a little bit later, but...
No, we came on at the same time.
No. I don't remember where I was.
We'll check the emails.
We'll have to check. I probably wasn't here. But, you guys, it has been such a ride. Thank you so, so much for tuning in every week with us, watching Gotham with us together, listening to our crazy thoughts, our crazy opinions, being so respectful towards us. We really, really, really appreciate it. I do a couple more after shows here, so I'm not leaving. But you can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBeltran.
And one last time, I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I'm involved in 5 YouTube channels, so if I'm tweeting the link, chances are I'm involved. Thank you all, Gothamites.
Thank you, guys.
And good night.
We'll see you later. Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.